And it's past 7 o'clock here on ABC Central West. Alex James here with you this morning. When was the last time you went to the dentist and got your teeth checked out? With the cost of living going up, you're probably not alone if you've been putting off a trip to the dentist. But delaying your dental checkups could result in something much more serious than the occasional toothache. In fact, every year in the Central West, there's around 600 potentially preventable hospitalisations due to dental conditions. Dr. Rohan Krishan is president of the Australian Dental Association New South Wales branch. Dr. Krishan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
I mean, nationally, there's been a huge increase in potentially preventable dental hospitalisations. Why do you think this is?
Yeah, we've had almost 80,000 preventable hospitalisations for dental conditions in 2020 and 2021. And a lot of this is because people are putting off going to the dentist.
Have you got any insight as to why people are starting to put, I guess, the dentist at the back of their mind a bit?
I think it's the prioritisation. The importance of dental care and oral health care needs to be embedded into our communities. And also, for some people, it's access, and for others, it's cost. So there's a myriad of reasons.
What do these hospitalisations tend to be?
Yeah, so they tend to be infections that lead to pain situations and also other infections that can lead to potentially life-threatening illnesses. So these infections can range from things that start in the tooth or in the gums and can actually spread into the neck cavity and head down towards the chest as well. So they're really important critical structures around our jaws that these infections can go to, and also the pain aspect of a tooth infection that can make tooth pain really, really important that people get it treated as soon as they can.
You mentioned that one of the reasons people might be putting it off is cost. Do you think that that could be related to the rising cost of living as well? People are starting to tighten their belts a little bit more, and maybe, you know, heading to the dentist is one of the things that they're dropping off?
Yeah, and that's why we really want to prioritise going to the dentist early, so we can prevent little problems becoming bigger problems down the track, because the simpler the problem is, it can lead to early intervention or even prevention of the disease entity, rather than having it become a complex problem that becomes more serious and also more costly down the track.
You said that also community, we need to embed it into the community, how important, I guess, looking after your teeth is. I mean, I know that when I was growing up, we watched, you know, little cartoons about plaque a fair bit, and there was always there was a lot of information about cavities in particular. But, I mean, what can we do to implement, I guess, this idea in the community a bit more?
Well, this is a great thing, just having a chat about it now and raising awareness. I mean, we've got a Medicare-funded dental treatment for children between 0 to 17 years of age, which allows for $1,050 a year's worth of treatment to be provided to children who are eligible. And there's under 40% utilisation for this crucial service. So there's clearly a lack of promotion or a lack of awareness about this when there is a system that's out there that actually that works and allows for children to seek the care that they need from a very young age at a grassroots sort of level.
Dr. Rohan Krishan is who we're speaking with at the moment. Dr. Krishan is president of the Australian Dental Association New South Wales branch, and you're listening in to ABC Central West. You're also with Alex James, and it's 22 minutes past 7 o'clock. You mentioned that there's preventable dental hospitalisations, Dr. Krishan, but, I mean, is there a specific age group that you're particularly concerned about that are going into hospitals?
Yeah, it's actually the 5 to 9 years of age group, and that's really concerning because these are children that potentially, if they had the oral health care that they required or needed from a young age, these illnesses or dental conditions could have been prevented, or at least have an early intervention option there that would allow for this problem to be stopped before having to go to a hospital.
I mean, the conversation around dental and dental access and Medicare is thrown around a bit. Is that something that the Australian Dental Association is pushing for more?
Absolutely. And look, the biggest thing we want is for utilisation of this, because we believe so much in early intervention and prevention from, you know, a young age. But we're also advocating nationally for a senior dental benefit schedule, which would allow for those over a certain age who would be on the pension or older to be able to have access to the care that they need as well when their bodies and their general health is starting to fail them a little bit. And we can see oral health deteriorate as well. So we're trying to sort of advocate for the public as much as we can in terms of ensuring that all Australians have the adequate access to oral health, but also that there's appropriate prioritisation and the importance is embedded from a grassroots level.
We know as well that in terms of dental wait lists, I mean, COVID lockdowns led to a pretty big backlog on those. Has the Dental Association seen this ease?
Yeah, look, it has eased over the last few months, but we want to see it ease further. And a big part of that is actually getting those from 0 to 17 years of age who are eligible for the child dental benefits schedule to actually go and see a dental practitioner. And if that can be done, we'll see that these waiting lists hopefully will be reduced, because a lot of the infections, disease entities and problems that we see can actually be treated by your local dentist.
And it's a timely reminder as well for anyone listening maybe to check the last time they went. Dr. Krishan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Dr. Rowan Krishan there, who is president of the Australian Dental Association, New South Wales branch. When was the last time you went to the dentist? Are you game enough to tell me? 0466.